the KDLL Newsroom. This is Econ 91.9, our weekly look at what keeps the Kenai Peninsula working. I'm Jay Barrett. The Kenai Peninsula Economic Outlook Forum is coming up on January 9th. Presented by the Kenai Peninsula Economic Development District, the forum will be held in Homer this year. I spoke with KPET Executive Director Tim Dillon about the day-long gathering.
One of the things that we've always talked about is what a diverse economy we have on the peninsula. And that's one of the reasons why we have fared better than others around the state. Because, yeah, gas and oil is very, very big for us. But there's so many other pieces to the puzzle, you know, whether it be the tourism industry or some of the agriculture pieces, some of the things like Baywell boats. There's just so many other pieces to the puzzle. So this gives us a full day of key leaders, not just from our communities, but from around the state, to talk about what they're up to and what things look like over the next year. Everything is free. We get sponsors to pay for everything. So there's a continental breakfast in the beginning, and then a full lunch, and all that is paid for. You just have to register in advance and come and enjoy and be able to listen and learn. And I think, you know, one of the interesting things, some folks have seen that we have a disaster planning presentation that was on the agenda way before the earthquake. And realistically, it's there to try and start to get small businesses, especially, to start thinking about, okay, if we have another earthquake, which we're going to have at some point, volcano is going to blow or something, how long can we be offline and still survive? You know, what and have our business survive, whether it be from a financial standpoint or, you know, freezers or just all different kinds of things to get people to think. We also have the CEO of Tyonic Native Corporation is going to be giving us a presentation about what they've been up to. They've got a lot of different things going on. Joe Wooden, the CEO from the South Peninsula Hospital. Most people don't realize how important and how big medical is now on the Kenai Peninsula. It's a huge economic driver. As I said, it's got a variety of different things going on, and we hope we'll have a full house again this year.
Is this TED Talk style, or are there questions and answers, or?
Basically, it's presentations, and there really aren't a lot of, there's not a lot of time for questions because we want to jam-pack it with everything. But what happens, and one of the things that I've said the last 2 years as we've come out of the forum is, yeah, this is a very important day, but it's what comes out of that day. Where do we go from there? What conversations does this start, you know, down the line? You know, we've got a presentation on workforce development. When we start talking about workforce development, this all began 2 years ago when we had a panel, when we had Sean Dusick and Kathy LeCompte and Gary Turner all talking about what's going on out there and what our businesses were looking for. So they'll have plenty of time to be able to talk to folks after the day or during lunch or during some of the different breaks, but it's just one after another. We'll also put all of the presentations will be online, so people will be able to view them afterwards. But it's a jam-packed day.
Our number this week is a small handful of figures associated with the price of oil. On January 1st of this year, the price of oil was $60.37 per barrel. It closed yesterday at $44.61, just above its lowest price of the year, $42.53, set on Monday. Oil's peak this year was $76.41 on October 3rd. The average closing price over the year was $65.96. The change over the year was down 26.17%. That follows a 12% increase last year and a 45% increase in 2016. And that's all for this week's Econ 91.9. For KDLL's Shailen Cochran, I'm Jay Barrett, wishing you a happy new year.